תחת ידיים פרק גימל משנה בית, כל הפרקות התרומה, מטעמי את הידיים, ליאו שניאו. Anything that the Rabbanim were going, that they were saying, and they would possible truma, if they come into contact with truma, the truma would be a shlish and be possible, any of those things, if they came into contact with somebody's hand, they would metame the person's hands, and his hands would be a sheni. And if his hands come into contact with truma, the truma would be possible. As we saw in the previous mission, the Rabbi Yeshua said that food or utensil that became tame from mashkin, even if the mashkin is only a blotter tumor, a rishon, or a sheni, his hands would be a sheni, and if his hands touch truma, the truma would be possible. So too, anything else that the Rabbanim were geyser, that possible truma, if they come into contact with somebody's hands, his hands would be a sheni, and his hands would possible truma, according to Rabbi Yeshua. Hayad mitama et chaverta divrei Rabbi Yeshua. If a person's hand is a sheni, one of his hands is tame and it's a sheni, and it would possible truma, and if that hand comes into contact with his other hand that's tar, the other hand also would become a sheni, would also possible truma, according to Rabbi Yeshua. The Chacham Maimrim ain't sheni, osa sheni. Chacham disagrees with Rabbi Yeshua, just like they disagreed in the previous Mishnah by the case. Avarchan ukeler shenitmu b'maskim, so too they disagree in this case, and they say that something that's a sheni cannot make something else into a sheni. As things that possible truma are a sheni, and they can't make your hands into a sheni. And so too, if one hand is a sheni, it can't make the other hand into a sheni. Amar lahat, ba'lokitzve akadesh niyem mitamin etayidai. Rabbi Yeshua said to them, we do have a precedence for a sheni making something else into a sheni. Kitzvei HaKodesh, holy writings, any type of a sefer is a sheni. The Rabbanim HaGadol and Sfarim are considered a sheni. And if somebody touches a sefer with his bare hands, his hands would become a sheni. So we do see that a sheni would make something else into a sheni. Amru lo, the Chacham said to Rabbi Yeshua, ain't done in divrei Torah me divrei sefer. You can't learn out something that's min haTorah for something that's min haRabbanim. Below divrei sefer me divrei Torah, and you can't learn out something that's midah rabbanim from something that's midah Torah. Below divrei sefer me divrei sefer, and you also can't learn out one thing that's midah rabbanim from something else that's midah rabbanim. Meaning to say, that which somebody's hands could become a sheni and possible truma, is exerted the rabbanim shlomo was mitakin them, and that which kitzvei hakodesh holy writings far on mitame the Adam is also midah rabbanim. It's one of the yud ches davar, one of the 18 things that Beis Shammai was geizer, and we follow Beis Shammai's opinion as far as these 18 things. And you can't learn out one midah rabbanim from another midah rabbanim. Just because kitzvei hakodesh that are a sheni can make your hands into a sheni doesn't mean that in other cases a sheni can make something else into a sheni. Sechad Yadayim Perek Gimel Mishnah Gimel Ritzur Tzvilin Imat Tzvilin Mitamos Efi Yadayim. The straps of tefillin, together with the tefillin itself, would be metame somebody's hand. And the Rabbanim were geizer that kitzvei hakodesh, holy writing, such as far, are metame somebody's hands and makes his hands into a sheni. And of course, the parshiot in the tefillin are included in kitzvei hakodesh, and therefore would be metame the hands. And not only the parshiot themselves, but even the straps of the tefillin would be metame somebody's hands and make his hands into a sheni. Rabbi Shimon Eimer Ritzuos tefillin, and a mitamo sefer yadayim. Rabbi Shimon said the straps of somebody's tefillin would not be mitame his hands. If he touches the straps with his bare hands, his hands would not become tame. They would not become a sheni. And even though the parshiot inside the tefillin would be mitame your hands, since they are kitzvei hakodesh, but the straps of the tefillin don't have as much kedusha as the parshiot, and therefore they would not be mitame your yadayim.